You are listening to the Anfield Humidor podcast, where Brian was in charge of buying beer, so it's not that good. Brian, take it away.
Oh, I can't laugh anymore, right? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Liverpool beat Brighton 2-1 at Anfield. Two towering headers from Big Verge and one stupid goal from Dunk, or as I like to call him, Dunky McFunky Face, or as childhood friends called him, Drunk as a Skunk Dunk.
Dunk.
We got a red card for Allison, a start for the Ox, and Fab gone till the new year.
Whip, 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 whip.
Finally, a podcast episode where we don't have to talk about VAR, but we will anyway.
Probably.
Right? Why not? It's fun. I like talking. I like complaining.
Liverpool.
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 The music probably started by now. No? Okay.
Today, right. You didn't read the today we've got.
I know. We've got our today. We've got our real fake news. We got game chat. We got update on the Premier League table and our famous Ale Alea
quotes.
And I have a poem. You have a poem?
I wrote a poem.
And we got poems.
Poems.
Oh, that's fun. All right, guys, stay tuned. All right, Andrew, we are back podcasting again. We just beat, who did we beat?
Brighton.
What's their name? Brighton?
Oh, yeah, we beat them. Brighton and Hove Albion.
And what?
Oh, Brighton and Hove Albion.
Brighton and Hove Albion.
Hove Albion.
We beat them 2-1. It was a great game. We're going to talk about all that in a second. Let's get right, unless you have anything else to say.
This beer sucks.
Okay, this beer sucks. He mentioned that before.
Juicy City.
At least it was free.
902 Brewing Company.
Jersey City.
Into the real fake news.
Real fake news. Let's do it.
Liverpool headlines from two dumb, idiot, stupid, bad beer buying Americans on the other side of the globe.
Some are real.
Some are fake.
You decide.
You decide.
You decide. All right, I'm starting us off. Liverpool can confirm Fabinho suffered ankle ligament damage during the Champions League encounter with Napoli in midweek. The midfielder needed to be substituted after 18 minutes of the 1-1 draw at Anfield on Wednesday night after falling awkwardly during a challenge. Further assessment on the injury has discovered Fabinho will be out of action until the new year. Oh,
can we talk about that? Or is that a...
We'll talk about it later. Yeah, so we'll talk about it later. Yeah, very
another,
sad.
Another one of those sound effects.
Wah, 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 wah.
All right. Real fake news. Nike's new kit design is causing some pushback from Liverpool supporters. Nike have proposed a crop top tank top as they believe the player's bare midriffs will intimidate opposing sides. Virgil and Mo both back the new design.
I figured, you know, they got some abs, you know? They don't care.
They all have abs.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They all have abs.
But Mo's abs.
We've talked about this before.
We have.
They go in.
They're impressive and hairy. Two good qualities. Impressive and hairy.
Too good
right?
to be true.
Okay. Jurgen Klopp was inducted into the League Managers Association Hall of Fame on Thursday evening. The Liverpool boss, who guided the club to Champions League glory in June.
We are the champions!
Champions of Europe! Received the honor in recognition of historic achievements in football management to date, alongside Manchester City's Pep Guardiola. To mark the induction, Klopp was presented with a handcrafted silver salver? Salver? Is that how you say that? Salver?
Oh, I would ask, but you disconnected the
don't
internet.
Don't know what that means. At a special LMA dinner in Manchester. Andrew?
That's it for the real fake news. Now, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andy Robertson have expressed their concern with the amount of running they do each game. Trent said, "We run too much. There is too much running in football." Robertson said, quote, "I don't play football to run. I play football to be cool and be popular. If they keep making us run so much, I will have to make a career change." Due to these comments, the FA is currently experimenting with a weighted ball and longer turf to slow down the play. I know that's probably fake news, spoiler alert, but that kind of stuff is true in sports now.
What do you mean?
Baseball's boring. They make the baseballs lighter in playoff games.
Really?
Yeah, football's boring. They like make different calls to allow a end, like a last minute... I can't even think because I'm thinking soccer now.
Yeah.
A last minute chance. Like,
interesting.
A last minute drive. That's what it's called. A last minute drive to touchdown. So now you see refs calling holding calls on like, it's so annoying. So that could actually be true, dude. Is
that's
they're
hilarious.
Experiencing with weighted balls and longer turf. So annoying.
Yeah. You don't need anything to make soccer more interesting.
And you don't need anything to make football less boring.
Yeah. Like, I mean, commercials.
It sucks.
You could stop commercials, but that ain't gonna happen. This is America, baby.
Yeah, you gotta make money.
You gotta make, dude, gotta make
commercials.
That money.
Yo, if anyone's listening, there's commercials during presidential debates in this country.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
it's all about that cash, baby.
I know we're talking about the future of this nation, but hold on. Here's a quick ad from Colgate. Like, what are you doing?
You think that's a problem?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's horrible. I think presidential candidates should be able to podcast. That's what I think it should be.
They could podcast,
no,
right?
I know, but I think that's how they should do their,
oh,
their platforms.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I was listening to Rogan. Did you listen to that new one?
With Tulsi?
Yeah.
No, I didn't listen
and,
to
that. And Jocko. Jocko Willink. No, but I was listening to the podcast, and I know this isn't really what it's about, but they were just talking about political candidates and how the debate structure is like you have 15 seconds to answer a question on how you would reform an entire immigration policy.
And those debates change the course of history. Why?
And they're 15 seconds and sponsored by Old Spice. Like,
and who,
come on.
And who cares who's a better debater?
People are going to like this segment because America looks stupid. And they don't like us because...
How do they do it in other countries? Dictators.
So it's either communism or commercials.
Yeah.
You got to pick one of the comms. Yes. One of the comms, people.
I'm going to go with commercials, but...
I'll take communism, I think. No, no.
All right.
Let's talk about the game.
Let's get into the game, guys. All right, so we got... Listen. We got two Virgil goals. Okay, so we had those two Virgil goals, and we... In the first half...
He's our center half. He's a number four. Watch him defend. And we watch him score. Twice.
Yeah, two.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was
that
great.
That was awesome.
It was great. So we had those two headers. We had ample chances.
We had two headers assisted by who?
Good old Trent.
Good old Trent.
Good old Trent.
Haters.
And we... Who hates Trent?
Some people.
They're not Liverpool supporters then. Okay. So you had those two goals. We had great chances in the first half. So the question I have for you is, should we have put that game to bed?
We're starting with questions already.
Starting with the questions, yeah.
You're saying, should we put the game to bed
in
the
first
half?
Should we have put that game to bed in the first half?
I think we would have had three goals. I think Virgil's header would have been a third goal if Firmino didn't hit the two-inch arm of, what's the keeper's name?
Who
for,
knows?
For Shmashama.
Brighton Hove Albion.
Brighton Hove Albion. No, dude, I think we had like really, really good chances made first half.
We did.
Put it to bed, yes.
Yeah.
Allison would have helped it out of bed, but... We could have put it to bed first half for sure.
Yeah, so...
We'll talk about that in a
second. So that was just... That was very interesting. The amazing save from the Brighton keeper. Firmino's chance.
Mm.
And then what was the other chance? To Mane.
No, to Ox.
And to Ox.
Yeah.
And the other chance, Mane. Open, not open goal, but it was him and the keeper. There was a just a little, you know, scruffle, tuffle, tussle, whatever the word you want to use.
Tussle.
And scruffle. It was Mane.
I like scruffle.
Scruffle? I like that. It was Mane and the keeper.
Okay.
And he didn't score. So we had those three chances, which very well could have all gone in. Yes, first half, that game should have been put to bed. Should have been. It comes down to the keeper.
Matthew Ryan.
There you go. Brighton keeper Matthew Ryan. He had a great game. Great game.
Yeah.
He kept out a lot of those goals. Granted, Brighton had some chances first half as well. Not nearly like our chances. Our chances were a thing of beauty. The Firmino chance, and then even better in my mind, the Ox chance. The build-up play was great. The passing was great.
Mm.
It was on. Everything's on point. The finish was great.
Yeah.
Really.
That touch from Mo, too? Is that the touch you're talking about?
Probably the best touch of the game for
me.
That touch from Mo to Ox. He spotted Ox coming in. He gave him a little touch. Looks easy. Not easy to do.
That's coming to stores this Christmas time, actually, from Apple. The Mo Touch.
The Mo Touch.
Yeah, it's just a... it's like a little pocket Quran.
No, it's a little iPhone.
It's a pocket Quran where you can read your...
No, it's just a little iPhone. It's an iPhone.
It's got hair on the
exactly,
back.
Exactly, thank you. The front's indented a little bit, the abs, it's got hair on it.
The Mo Touch.
The Mo Touch.
That touch from Mo, and the build-up play for Ox's shot... I loved Fab's shot, Firmino's shot, I'm sorry, not Fab.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Fab, but not yet.
Yeah.
I loved Firmino's touch. I thought that was a beautiful, beautiful Liverpool goal. Robertson had that, like, corner, it was Mane. Mane had that, like, corner scruffle that we said. Scruffle? That's a new word.
That's the word of the podcast
That's the word of the podcast now, scruffle. He had a little hashtag scruffle.
Scruffle.
Yeah. Hashtag. You'll never find a hashtag. Hashtag scruffle. But no, first half chances were great.
Yeah.
Mind you, both those goals were scored by like the 30th minute. So we were already up 2-0.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
We had both those goals in from Van Dijk. I mean, we hired him for his heading ability
the
and
number
his defensive
one
ability.
Defending or the number one scoring defender too in the Premier. Remember hearing the commentator say that?
But just this season.
Yeah,
just
this season. Not all time.
And the crosses from Trent, everything was great. I'm not downplaying any of those goals, but they came from both of our goals. No striker scored. They should have, maybe, but no striker scored, and we had all those chances. Didn't put it to bed.
I know.
And we should have.
Imagine halftime, like Virgil going in and be like, I scored two.
What did you guys do?
Come on, guys. Help me out here. Yes, I scored two with my big head.
Yes, his big old bun head. And not only did he score the two goals, he also had a good game overall.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, again, it was one of those underrated performances.
For sure.
You know, doing his thing.
You can't blame the goal on him that they allowed. So, like, usually Liverpool's failure to keep a clean sheet has been a topic of discussion this whole year. Like, so, you know, Liverpool's still searching for a clean sheet at home, all that stuff. You can't blame that on him today or yesterday, Brighton. You can't blame that on him because, like, if there's a breakdown defensively, who do you look at? You look at Virgil. What happened? Virgil, you kind of control this back here.
Mm-hmm.
And so some you could blame on him. Of course. Talk about how he's not out of form, but last year he was top dog. So he's come down a little bit, but you can't blame defensive performance on him. Other than that ludicrous goal.
Which we'll get into.
Which we'll talk about. Defensively, I thought we were good.
And let me say this. All those chances we had in the first half, right? Brighton, I think, were utter garbage. They created some chances, but they gave the ball away so much. So again, you look at that game and you say, oh geez, if we had that same performance against Napoli, what would have happened? Brighton didn't punish us on counterattacks like Napoli would have.
Yeah.
So overall, not our greatest performance, for sure. Definitely. But again, even so, we had some great movement, we were sharper on passing. I think Ox had a great game for what he did.
Yeah.
Ox had a great game. I think our midfield did pretty well overall without Fab. And just one of those games that could have been put away early and wasn't, sadly.
That gets into why, though. So you're saying Brighton didn't counterattack us as well.
No,
as
they were
have.
Pretty crap. They lost the ball a lot. They were
but
crap.
But that dude, credit goes to our midfield. Yeah. So I remember I was watching the game live. I think you missed it because you had family stuff going on, so you had to watch a replay.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was watching the game live, I was texting you and you weren't answering. But I'm like, Ox is playing well right now, bro. Are you watching him? Like, Ox did really well. Like, he didn't have Fabinho's, I want to say, like, dominance.
He's also not a replacement.
He's not
for
a midfielder.
Fabinho.
I know that.
I mean, he's a midfielder. He played midfield.
Center. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's more of an attacking winger.
Yes, 100%.
So he doesn't have, the word I was looking for was dominance. Like, Fabinho has, like, a dominance in the midfield.
Yes.
Fabinho has a dominance in the midfield. Ox, though, he had this resilience demonstrated that whole first half. Mm. Like, I watched him play his heart out. Like, he got a starting job. He got the start today. He made a couple clutch tackles. Really, really good tackles.
Yes.
And he made, if he missed one, he was first on the ball before anybody else. He was so energetic. It was really cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing in the first half. He was playing down that right-hand side with Trent, which I don't believe was his starting position. I believe he started on the left. I believe, if I remember the lineup correctly. And yeah, like you said, defensively, he was great.
He played really well.
He was really good.
Yeah.
I think overall he was good. Not just defensively, but you're right, he won the ball. When he lost the ball or someone lost the ball, he was there.
Yeah.
He's kind of picking up that Liverpool style. And geez, if he picks that up, if he can get on pace with this side, he's going to be a force. He's going to be a force.
With Fab being injured, that lineup, those three, Wijnaldum, Hendo, Ox, I want to see that every game.
You like that?
Personally. I mean, that's
our next point. So
at
we got
this point, right?
We got Fabinho injured. We got Ox, Genie, Hendo. Like you said, I think they're going to be Klopp's first choice midfield. Ox, Genie, Hendo. Hold on. We'll talk about that. So with the midfield of Ox, Genie, and Hendo, what did we lose or gain compared to, let's say, the midfield of Hendo, Genie, and Fab? Fab in the center, the number six role, defensive midfielder center. What did we lose or gain?
We lost.
It's a hard question. It's not an easy question.
No, I get it. But so with Fab in that midfield, you have this. He steals the ball so many times. And it allows Liverpool to always attack. So now you see this midfield scruffle without him. There's a lot of
hashtag scruffle.
There's a lot of midfield play.
Yeah.
So we lost that, like, because Fab gets it, and it's usually either a dump to Hendo, or he gets it, looks up, and he'll put it in play. He'll hit Trent running behind him.
Yeah.
He'll hit Firmino.
Right.
Playing like up in the center. Like, he'll hit somebody. So we lost an attack. We gained. I mean, listen, I love having Ox on that field. I really do. I think Ox, you know how we have, if we could start 12, we'd start Ox. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But mm-hmm. we don't. So like everyone there.
But now
we can.
Fab is out.
I see Henderson sitting before Ox does. I see Henderson getting rest. Not like he needs to sit. Like he's but not
if you're
playing
gonna,
well.
If you're going to have Hendo sit.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have Ox in mm-hmm. midfield.
Keita.
Naby. So tell me your three-player midfield.
In order?
No, just everyone.
Naby, Keita, Wijnaldum.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, I said Naby, Keita. Naby, Keita, Wijnaldum, Ox.
Yeah. So no, Naby, Keita's two players. Naby's one.
And Keita.
Naby and Keita.
Keita. Naby, Keita.
So you want to see Naby?
I don't want to see it, but I'm saying with Ox, Ox is ready to start.
Yeah.
I think, and we were talking about, we made a clip on Twitter or something. It was like, is this Ox's time now? I think Ox is ready to start. His performance, first half of that game,
mm-hmm.
for me, that warranted a start.
And how about when he came on? Was it Napoli? The game before that. Remember when he came on?
And Trent, and he
was on fire.
Yeah.
He came on with just, it was like a mentality of, I want to start mentality. And the same thing happened today when he did start. Because sometimes players who start versus sub, like Origi is a great example. When Origi starts, he plays like crap. When he comes in as a sub, he's typically much better.
Yeah.
Whereas Ox just showed, hey, I am ready to start. Let's do this.
I think Ox earned that.
Yeah.
So my reasoning for maybe sitting Wijnaldum or Henderson isn't because I think they're underperforming. It's because I think they need, like, we have busy games coming up. We have a busy schedule. We have Champions League. We have back-to-back Premier League games, Wednesday and then Saturday, I think, or maybe there's a week break in there.
We got Wednesday's Everton. I forgot we had a midweek game.
So it's like, do we bench Henderson and then give Van Dijk the captain band have Milner play where Lovren does or something?
Now, let's just say this real fast. So you have a midfield. You mentioned Keita.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would have originally said, if you have Ox, Keita, and Genie on the field, let's say Genie... I mean, the Brighton game, Hendo played the Fab position, the number six role. So let's say you're going to have Ox, Keita, and Genie on the field. So Genie is going to play the number six role. Then you're going to have Ox and Keita playing just above him, right? Slightly more attacking. I would have been worried with that midfield defensively. Now, after seeing Ox's performance against Napoli and Brighton, I'm feeling a little bit better about it. I still would pick a Hendo, Genie, Ox. But all I'm saying is I feel much better about that.
Yeah.
I could, because of Ox's defensive performance.
And he's great offensively as well.
Oh, he's unbelievable. That's what he came on the team for.
His touches and the way that he has this dominant ball control. He's very good. And I think, like I said, Fabinho, dominance, Ox, resilience. He really has this, like, next level energy.
Yeah.
It shows how bad. I don't think, like, he gets paid regardless if he starts or not.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's not a contract thing.
Right.
He signed through 2023 or whatever it
right.
is. It's desire to start on this team. He demonstrates that more than, like, you see Divock. Divock runs hard. Divock plays hard. He demonstrates, like, he's like that kid on the bench. He really is. And he's dying to start. And I think Fab getting injured.
Especially because Ox is coming off this injury. He hasn't played like when he played for Arsenal. He played a lot more. He hasn't played like he deserves to. He's a top class player.
Yeah.
Top class. So you're right. With that desire to play, you can see him, especially with Fabian out, you can see him doing a lot.
It's hard because when Fab comes back, you know, do you want to see Wijnaldum sit? Do you want to see Henderson sit?
Well, but that's why you know, the silver lining or whatever you call it, Fab being out sucks. It does suck. But however, you know Ox is going to get a lot of playing time and maybe Keita. And what's going to happen?
They get rest.
Well, all I'm saying is Ox and Keita now might start working into this team to where when Fab is ready to go, things might be completely different. Completely different.
I mean, you're still putting Fab in.
You do. And we're going to get into that with Klopp's quote about Fab.
Okay.
Which is a really good one, I think. But all right, so let's get into this next point. We got towards the end of the game, Liverpool, they kind of died off overall. And it kind of happened. It happened early for me. It happened at the end of the second half when Brighton was pushing us a little more. But Liverpool, they just seemed to be out of sorts in that second half at certain times. Sometimes they were great, sometimes they're out of sorts. Do you think the midweek Champions League game against Napoli played a part in that? Do you think they were tired?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's energy, right?
Like, it's mental as well.
They have a lot of mental things going on.
Yeah.
They had a 1-1 draw. They know they got to look to Salzburg with a lot more importance now. Yeah. Not a lot more importance, but like a lot more.
Importance is a good word.
They got to look. They got to look a lot harder towards Salzburg. And I think you know who does Klopp start every single game? The same players that started today with the minus Fab.
Right.
So, or yesterday, I'm sorry. So, you know, obvious wear and tear, but I think it's more mental than physical. These guys are conditioned athletes. They're well versed in two games a week. That's nothing, you know?
I mean, that's, again, I've said this before. There's something to be said about the mental game of soccer football. Is that to be
soccer football.
Soccer football. That's the new name for it.
You got to say the football part with an English accent, though.
Soccer.
Footy.
Footy. Soccer. Footy.
Soccer.
Soccer. Footy. You got to say soccer with a, like a Texan. Like a Texan.
Soccer. Soccer.
Y'all playing that soccer.
Footy.
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 I
forget my point now.
I'm sorry.
You always do that to me. You screw up my point.
Well, I can make another one for you.
All right, go ahead.
Did you notice? So what I've noticed is Henderson, right?
Right.
He doesn't sit a ton. They've been kind of grinding lately. He's playing better. I think he plays better on less rest. Less rest.
Henderson, he's a special beast.
Dude, I loved his performance this game.
Me too. He's a special beast. He really is. I agree. I think his performance was, I don't want to say amazing, but he did his job.
Yeah.
He did his job. And that's all you ask of a player. You know what I mean? He didn't just, people always kill him for passing the ball back. He didn't just do that.
Yeah.
He did it when he needed to. And, you know, and he passed forward when he needed to. But, I was impressed. I was impressed by him.
Thought it was really good.
Yeah. I thought it was great. All right. So it definitely had effect, that midweek game against Napoli. This freaking team plays so many games. When you're good, you play a lot of games. And as a manager, you have to figure that. You have to figure it out. Now Fabinho being out just adds to adds to Klopp and the management staff. They have to work hard.
I would say, though, the performance of Ox kind of, it helps. It doesn't make it not an issue, but it does kind of like put a blanket on it. A little safety blanket.
Stepped up. All fine and well. You can't replace Fabinho.
But look who we look to for the next couple months or next couple games. You know what I mean? We have Everton.
Right.
We have Salzburg.
Salzburg.
Yeah. Salisbury.
Salzburg. Salzburg. Put some A1 on that, Salzburg.
We have Watford, bottom of the table. We have Bournemouth. We have Aston Villa. And Aston Villa plays hard.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like,
yeah,
it's not like we're looking at Man U
of
away,
all the times for
Man
Fab.
City home. We're not looking towards Tottenham away.
But what's happening come end of December, early January? Some tough stuff.
Yeah.
And Fab's going to be out. They said Fab's out at least till the new year.
At least till 2020, they said, right?
You might have to think, especially as Jurgen, you might have to think that Fab's going to be out the whole year. You have to be on that mental, you know, on that mental state that Fab's going to be out, and you need to think, you got to think of alternatives here. You got to figure it out. You do. And I think we have the backup. I think we do. again, there's no replacing Fab for sure. But Matip will come back eventually, right? I don't know when he's going to come back, to be quite honest. I hope it's soon. If Matip comes back before Fab, that definitely helps. But they got some deciding to
just
do
to
here.
End the year with, though, real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So we have our next difficult game is Leicester at home. Or Leicester, so Leicester away.
And that's on Christmas, or day after?
The day after
Boxing
Christmas,
day?
Right? After that, before the new year, it's the Wolves at home in Anfield. Sheffield United. That's already the new year now. So now we look to Sheffield United. And then January 11th is Tottenham. So if we...
Where? At their new stadium.
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, away.
Yep.
So then we get back into our schedule. You know, Man United, Tottenham away.
Uh-huh.
Then it's kind of easy, actually.
So yeah, we need Fab by January 11th, and that's it.
And that's it. Oh, boy. All right, so of all the times for him to get injured, this might have been the time. This might have been the time.
I'm worried about Champions League, though.
Exactly.
Group stages. I was just going to say that.
Knockout stages.
Elimination stages. A little worried about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's a big deal. It's a big deal. What did I say last podcast?
You said, quote, unquote, if we lose Fab for a long period of time, I think we lose the league and lose the Champions League.
And the Champions League. Yeah, I think he's our most important player.
We're up 11 points.
No, 8 points. Leicester won today.
Oh, Leicester won.
Yep.
Oh, fart noise.
Fart noise.
I checked the table this morning. That sucks. So we're up 8 points. Yeah, but Leicester's not real. We're up 11 points.
Don't say Leicester's not real. Don't say that.
I'm going to say it.
They're pretty...
I'm going to say it!
They're pretty real right now.
Leicester's going to finish... All right, mark this timestamp. Leicester finishes fourth this year.
That's, fourth. I tell you what, if you told that to a Leicester fan, they'd be like, cool. Champions League.
I think Leicester's in the Champions League next year at fourth.
I don't see Leicester doing any better than that. I agree with you.
I think it goes Liverpool, Man City, Tottenham, Leicester.
But look at Leicester.
It's my prediction.
We're way off.
Put
topic,
money on it.
But that's great.
That's the point of this podcast, bro.
Look at
nice beer. Talk about Liverpool. Cheers. Smoke nice cigars. Cheers. This beer's not nice.
Drink
but it's
decent
okay.
beer.
No, this is horrible. This is horrible.
You would take this over a Coors Light.
Yeah. I don't drink like that kind of stuff.
I agree.
I'm in it for the flavor.
Leicester. They won the league however many years ago. They are in that scary position, you know, as a Liverpool fan. They're in that scary position of nothing to lose. And that is freaking scary. It is. So when we play them at home on January 11th, whenever it was, I'm scared. That's a hard game.
Yeah.
I'm way more scared of that game than United, than going to, was it away at United?
We played away at United already.
It's at Anfield. Oh my goodness, that's a no-brainer. No-brainer. They stink. Bring them on. All right, so let's continue here. So, Virgil van Dijk. We talked about him a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I'll talk about his goals, because they were just beautiful. We can't go with this whole podcast and not... We're not going to dissect his goals, but let's talk about him. Both from Trent.
Trent.
Good old Trent.
He's Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's the Scouser in our side. Whatever he is.
The first one.
Is he your favorite player on Liverpool right now? Starting.
I mean, without.
Why are you laughing? Because we're off topic?
No, because without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without. Replace the whole team. Leave Trent. I know that's the dumbest statement in the world. I know that.
No.
I know that. I just love.
No.
The picture of him after the Champions League final, sitting by himself in the hall, looking at his medal. I can't.
I just got goosebumps.
I know.
Got goosebumps.
Me too. He embodies Liverpool. And it's just, there's something about that. And it's one thing to say he embodies Liverpool. He's a Scouser and he's on the team. No. He's not just on the team. He is potentially the best fullback in the world. From Liverpool.
Second to my favorite player on Liverpool.
Second to your favorite. I don't know who your favorite. Robertson?
Andy.
I
like Andy a lot.
Oh, I love Andy.
I just want him to get in more fights. That's
we,
it.
We did discuss that.
Dude, he just throw some punches, Robbo.
We discussed how you like fighting in soccer.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. That was callback last episode.
That's
You're like, the entire FA agrees with you. I'm like, I don't care.
Or disagrees.
Bring on the,
with you, yeah.
Or disagrees. Bring on the fights.
That's funny.
So yeah, Trent. All right, sorry. Back on topic. Okay,
so Virgil van Dijk's goal.
Sidebar.
Wow, what a train wreck. But this is great. Should we talk about this laugh at the end of the podcast?
Let's talk about it. We should always do disclaimers.
Disclaimers?
At the beginning of every segment. Uh-huh. Like, it's time for the real fake news. Liverpool headlines from two dumb Americans on the other side of the globe. Warning. High volume laughter may affect eardrums and AirPods. Please remove.
Did you see the Instagram comment?
Do you know who commented? Did you get their name? Did you get their name at all?
No.
Dude, just hate, bro.
It wasn't hate.
I want to listen to the podcast, but that laugh is awful.
So you know what I say about that? We'll talk about that real fast.
That equals hate.
We'll talk about that real fast. There's something about...
acceptance, bro.
My favorite podcast, okay? The Bill Burr podcast. I always think to this one, because this was the first... You know, it's the first one you listen to is typically your favorite, right? So I listened to that one. His laugh, when I started listening... I hated it. I'm like, this is, first of all, it's fake. Number one, it's fake. Number two, it's annoying. Now, I love it. Because at number one, I learned it was real. And number two, now that I know him, I know, wow, when he does that, it's a true laugh. It's real. You know, so that's the way I look at it. But yeah, I'll try to do it away from the mic for you softies out there.
Softies. Can't handle the hyena. There he goes.
Oh, the good old hyena. All right, should we talk about Virgil?
Yes.
All right, Virgil van Dijk, two goals, both assists from Trent. The first one was from a free kick.
Set piece, yeah.
Set piece outside the box. And that was, I would call, well, I mean, I don't know. That was a hard header. That was a towering header to the kind of the far post over the goalie. Yeah. I don't know why. Did you see the goalie in that one?
He was lined up really far left.
He didn't go for it with his hand. Yeah. It was strange. It was really strange. I think he knew he wasn't getting to it. Right? And the next one was from a corner. That was from a corner. And that one, I mean, that's just one of my favorite type of goals. A near post run.
He was on the run, too. That was
on the run. A near post header is very hard because you have to get just enough on it. You have to actually take some off of it to make sure it goes in the right direction. It's really strange, a near post header. So that was, oh my goodness, a thing of beauty.
And to do that on the run.
On the run.
On the run off a corner. Ugh.
With defenders trying to kill you, trying to pull you down.
He doesn't score those two headers, we lose that game 1-0.
Good point. Great point.
You know? I mean, I know the pace of play changes based on the scoreline, but...
Yeah. I was going to say that before. Those two headers from a defender, we put no other goals in. Great saves from Brighton's goalie, Mike, Wayne, John... Stu.
It's gone.
Stuart.
It's gone.
Let's call him Stuart.
It's gone. I think it's
Let's
Mike.
Call him Stuart Holvalvian.
It's Mike. It's Matthew Ryan.
Matthew? What? Did I say Matthew?
You said Stuart or Mike.
I love names with two first names. Matthew Ryan. That's great. It's like, what about Brian Andrew? Would that be a good name? Brian Andrew.
It's
Brian
good podcast.
Andrew. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Do you want to talk about those goals or should we move on here?
We did.
Done. Done. They were beautiful. We loved them. Virgil's the best. Trent's the best. Scousa. Okay, let's move on. I want to talk about and we've talked about this before, but let's just talk about it a little more. The defensive performance this season.
I'm so excited to get to the next point.
Oh,
sorry,
I know.
Keep going.
We're gonna get to the red card, people. We're going to get to it. Just hang in there. Defensive performance this season as compared to last season. So overall, and this is my opinion here, Liverpool don't seem as sharp on defense this season. What can, as opposed to last season, they were much sharper. They were following runs better. They kept the high line better. This season's not as good as that. It's not. We're taking a lot of goals. We're taking a lot of goals against us these days. What can Klopp do? What can he say to the players to change that? Maybe tactically, what can he change? This is way over our heads.
Yeah, no.
But let's see if we can dissect this.
Can I come at you from another
point? Come at me, bro.
I'm going to come at you from another point.
I'll run away. Go ahead.
We haven't lost in 31 games, and we're 11 points up on the table. Or, I'm sorry, eight points up on Leicester.
What's your point?
I don't care about clean sheets if we keep winning games.
But you look at the game we just had against Brighton.
Yeah, 2-1.
Against another team.
2-1.
Against another team. He's going to say it again.
2-1.
Against, like, let's say we were playing Napoli. Could have been bad. Could have been bad.
1-1.
However, would Napoli's keeper kept those goals out from our first half chances? Maybe not. He was good, though.
He was good.
He was good that last game. Not bad. Not too shabby.
Listen, defensive performances. Last year, we kept a lot of clean sheets. We had a lot of good games defensively. And the defense was the talk of the table, or was the talk of the league, right?
It was.
Liverpool's defense was the talk of the league. Now, we're the top of the league. It was the talk of the league.
Liverpool, talk of the league.
Liverpool, talk of the league. So, Liverpool's defense, they would talk about that iron defense, that high line, Virgil van Dijk, you know, player of the year, all this stuff. All good. I love it. It's all great. We also, I don't want to, Klopp knows more about this. You said, what can Klopp do about this? Klopp knows.
And then what did I say? Over our heads.
Klopp knows what to do about this. I don't know if he's, I see so much more fullback play.
You mean forward play?
Yeah, fullback forward play. Fullback forward play. Okay. I'm seeing a ton more. Andy Robertson is winning corners on the other side of the field.
He has been more impressive these days.
That's what I'm saying. So I like that we're talking about this because I like this kind of stuff. I don't know if he needs to do anything better. If we can win every game or...
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think every game should be a clean sheet?
No.
Because every game was a clean sheet last year, except for a couple clutch losses, and we were down 8 points every...
I don't think every game needs to be a clean sheet, but there are some basics we're missing.
Matip.
Okay, fine.
Give him some stem cells and get him back, baby.
Like, stem cells. Send him to Mexico. Where do you get stem cells?
Joe Rogan's podcast office. That's where you get it.
I'm just saying there are runs being made into the box that aren't covered. There's things happening that aren't covered. And it's a lack of focus. That's all it is. They all have the skill. Lovren has a skill as well.
Oh, Lovren's great.
He's great. They all have the skill. The fullbacks have the skill. The midfield has the skill. But there are just some runs not being marked. And it's a lack of focus, like I said. So I think you could do something about that. I don't know what it is. I think something.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't know.
Maybe on the training ground, you have to just keep working.
I watched this last game, and aside from one small thing, we would have won 2-0. I don't think that's a defensive blunder.
Against a crap team.
I know, but we had a red card.
We did.
You know what I'm saying? We were playing a man down for 20 minutes.
Tarjeta rojo.
I don't know what a card is.
I think it's tarjeta.
Tarjeta rojo.
Tarjeta rojo.
I'd say roja card.
Female?
No, roja.
I wish we had female and male in English language.
No, you don't.
Give me an example. Microphone. Microphone, nah.
Microfa. Microfa.
All right, let's get into it. No.
Let's do it. But
you're done.
Can you agree? So we didn't even talk about the last part, though.
I don't agree with you.
So you said, can we do something different defensively, and you said mark more runs. That's your answer?
No, okay. That's not my answer.
I want to know.
That's not my answer. My answer is, what do you do about focus? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
You say over our heads. I'm just going to say over your head.
It is. It's way over my head. All I'm saying is there just seems to be a slight lack of focus on defense. Yesterday, against Brighton, they kept the high line better.
I would love to see you with a microphone asking Verge this kind of question. So, Virgil, it seems like you're not focused as much this season.
No, I don't blame Virgil.
He would go, we're up 11 points.
I don't blame Virgil. Okay. Stop saying 11. It's not 11. It's eight. Oh, it's Leicester. Not. You blow Leicester off like it's nobody's business.
I'll look up Leicester's schedule. Keep going.
I got nothing else to say about it.
Cool.
I disagree with you. I think things can be done. Maybe on the training ground. I don't know. Maybe give them some berries. Maybe some carrots. What helps focus? Cucumbers? Broccoli?
It's
free-range organic chicken? I don't know.
There's some garbage teams this year.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, goodness, dude. Like, I see a match against, like, I don't know, Burton. Burnley. Southampton. I'm like, these are just trash.
Burton? Isn't that the snowboard?
Yeah, I know. It's a football
Didn't
league cup.
Didn't he just
cup. Die? It's a football league cup.
Burton.
Tim Burton?
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Is it Tim?
Tim Burton, the guy from the that made the movies?
No. Burton snowboards.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
I don't know. I gotta get my Mac charger. Introduce the next point.
Okay. Oh my goodness. This is the best.
This is the best podcast ever.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Humidor podcast, as we didn't say it in our intro.
Yeah, the Anfield Humidor podcast, everybody. All right, so we just talked about the defensive performance. which is a perfect time, perfect time to bring us into the Allison red card. Andrew, he's not on the mic. He's got no headphones in. He's been dying to talk about the red card.
What's going on?
Okay.
The goalie got a red card.
Wait. Can you just... I'm not going to talk for the next 2 minutes.
Okay.
Tell me... This is coming from a guy who just got into soccer, 2 years
like
ago.
2 years ago, bro.
2 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. So explain... No, you're going to be right. I'm not saying you're wrong about any of this. I want to hear all of your opinions. Go ahead. All
right. So the game after a coach got a red card, the yellow card. The goalie got a red card. I know it's a huge difference.
All right, I'll
stupid.
Shut up.
I know. You said you were going to talk for 2 minutes.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself. All right, here we go. Can't help myself.
2 minutes without Brian. Unplug your microphone. No, I'm kidding. You can actually listen for these 2 minutes because you won't be turned off by the laughter.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
So, Allison, there was a long ball from the backfield on Brighton's side. It was a nice forward pass, beautifully placed. Allison's playing way up because he's been doing that recently so he can get more involved and like give better distribution, help out on the attack. And then the ball falls in front of Allison and the forward, I don't remember who struck it.
Some bald dude.
Dirk? Probably Dirk.
Dunk?
Dunk.
Dunk. Drunk as a skunk. Dunk?
You're not supposed to talk for 2 minutes.
It wasn't Dunk. Go ahead.
Who was it?
I don't know.
So not Dunk. Kick the ball. Allison's outside the 18, well outside of his box. He hits it with his hand and then pretends he didn't. He hit it with his hand and then he curled his hand up like a caterpillar and he fell on the floor. And then he got a red card. And every one of the Liverpool players, Henderson, Virgil, they were all yelling at this guy. They were yelling
at who?
Allison.
Oh, okay.
They were yelling. They were upset. They were yelling at the ref. Uh-huh. And Allison just didn't do anything because he knew what he did. So I like that showed really, he's like, you just hear like commentators, no qualms from Allison on this one. He knows what he did. Alisson on this one. He knows what he did. But he went out, went full bald eagle, hit the ball. I mean, I guess that's better, right? If you're out that far, hit the ball, get the free kick. And then we can talk about the free kick in a second.
Yeah.
But he knew where he was.
Right.
So like, here's the thing. I think Alisson Becker is the best goalie in the world.
Okay.
I really do. He's phenomenal. This season, the clean sheets, the lack of clean sheets is not on
no,
radar.
It's not.
They are some bad defensive breakdowns or some really great shots, really great chances made by the offense.
Right.
So regardless, he's saved so many clutch saves. So he won us the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
So many great he kept a 4-0 sheet against Barca. I think hands down he's the greatest. He's out there. He knows where he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a Karius moment where he just screws up and does stupid stuff. He was misplaced, hit it with his hand, got the red card.
It was a Karius moment.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think he was out of place. He knew he was. That's incredibly good perception to know that you can't get back there. This is a goal. And he blocked it. I really took his side on this.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. But...
Has it been 2 minutes?
Probably. The other option for him was to... Now, it was a reactionary thing. So it's hard to make a decision in a split second. And that was the decision he made. Hit it with your hand. The other option would have been to see where the ball's going to go. Let the Brighton player hit it. Don't touch it with your hand.
It was going to the goal.
Just hold on.
Okay.
He might have been able to get back. It could have been high. You could run back. That could have happened. But like you said, did he think that in the moment? I'm going to take the red card for my team. Did he think that? I don't think so. I think it was complete reactionary. I'm a goalie. I could use my hands.
I don't know.
It was
tough.
Know.
It's a tough ball to make.
He also came out of the box expecting the ball to bounce and get to him. So his positioning was good, but it turns out really bad. It took a soft bounce. It didn't do what the ball didn't do what he thought it was going to do. And that's what happened. So in that position, do you let that ball go in? Do you take the red card? That's a tough. He had to make a tough decision.
Yeah.
So you can't really knock the guy. Honestly, I don't knock the guy that much for that.
No.
I don't.
I saw so much hate on Twitter, too.
I know Twitter sucks. Yeah, I know everybody kind of stinks. But I still think, regardless of that, I don't think that was a Karius moment.
Okay.
I really don't. Because Allison's distribution...
You're right.
...is never that bad.
It's not a Karius moment. When you think of Karius in the Champions League final, that was a straight up, I'm holding the ball, let me throw it at Benzema for some strange reason. Yeah. I'll throw it right at him.
Awful.
That's different. This was a split second decision he had to make. It's different. You're right.
I think that he was out of position. But like, Alisson Becker doesn't tell Alisson Becker to play that far up. You know what I mean? He's playing Klopp's game.
Mm.
Klopp is telling, and Klopp's been, and I'm thrilled, and Klopp's thrilled.
Yeah.
So Klopp and I are agreeing on this one. So you're welcome, Klopp.
Yeah. We mentioned it against Napoli, how his positioning was so good. He came high up the field many times to cut off a pass.
Yeah.
And he did the same thing against Brighton. Didn't work out so well.
I know. He just touched it.
He did.
He touched it. I wish he went up and just hit it with his head. Oh.
Well, that like was
hit
his,
him in the face.
That was his idea from the start. It was. And it didn't work
reaction,
out.
He knew it wasn't going that way. And his reflexes are super fast.
Yeah.
And he bang with his hand.
Yeah.
And he fell on the floor. It was so sad.
It was.
And then, can we talk about the resulting goal?
Yes.
What the heck happened?
Do you want to... Let's do the same thing. You explain.
No.
No, you want me to do it? All right, so here we go.
I'll explain. So... No, go ahead.
So we have this free kick situation, okay? Adrian comes on cold, right? He comes on cold. He is yelling at his wall. Maybe for too long. I'll give you that. It was taking him a long time. No one was listening to him. The ref, Atkinson, who has been known to be horrible against Liverpool, right? And here's where I think the problem lies. He blew his whistle. I'm pretty sure Atkinson blew his whistle while Adrian was hugging his post. Why? Nope. That's the problem. I honestly don't blame Klopp in the post-match conference. Didn't mention that. Probably on purpose. But Adrian sitting on the post, you don't blow your whistle as a ref. You don't want to see goals like that. I tell you what, Andrew, I'm all for catching the defense off guard. I love it.
Like Trent Divock.
Yes.
That kind of stuff.
Yes, I'm all for it. This was different. This was Dunk. Don't blame him at all. If I was a Brighton fan, I'd be all for this. I would be. The whistle was blown. Dunk is like,
Dunky McFunky face?
Dunky McFunky face. The whistle, he blew the whistle. All right, I'm going to shoot it. No issues there. Love that. Love it. Why the heck did he blow his whistle?
Was he
instead, go to Adrian, give him a yellow card for taking too long. But I don't know the rules when it comes to this. I don't quite understand it. But that's the problem. The problem was his wall wasn't set up. He wasn't ready.
Was he yelling?
Why blow the whistle?
Was he yelling hello or Hendo?
I don't know.
I thought he was trying to yell at Hendo to move the wall.
It doesn't matter what he was yelling. He's sitting on his post.
They couldn't
he's
hear
not
him.
Ready.
They couldn't hear him either. Yeah. He's screaming and they finally turn around and he goes, move over. And like the way the Liverpool line was set up, Mane was like behind two people on the same wall. Like they didn't make a wall yet.
Mm-hmm.
Whistle got blown. Two Brighton players dodged out of the way and Dunk sunk in a sunker.
Dunk sunk.
In the far, like Adrian just gave, like he didn't give up, but he knew he couldn't get there. He
couldn't get to it.
And then he turned after he couldn't get that far and he just started screaming.
Yeah.
Like, cause that's, I don't know a ton about how long a goalie has to set a wall for but like I've watched refs take minutes spraying foam all over the stadium, making X's and circles.
Remember the podcast? What did we say?
You said excessive spray foam usage.
Excessive spray foam usage. That was funny.
But I've seen refs make these zigzag lines and make these walls and reposition people. And then you go and you... This is Adrian's first 20 seconds of the game.
Mm.
And he can't set a wall?
Yeah. And
stupid.
And as Atkinson, why...
Wrong!
Why did he blow the whistle? Maybe he blew the whistle and it was directed toward Adrian. Like, come on, let's keep going. And Dunk hit the ball and he goes, oh. And he didn't want to call it back. I don't know. I don't know the whole thing. But honestly, Atkinson should have said, no, let's retake that. He should have said that. Because that's a stupid goal. Stupid. We weren't ready. No one was ready. Why allow that? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
I can't believe it. That should have been 2-0. 2-0. 100%. And if it was 2-0, it could have been 4-0. Could have been. You know how goals change.
Could have been 8-0.
Could have been 8-0.
9-0.
Could have been 20-0. Could have been 30-0. 90-0.
That was just a horrible goal.
It was.
You know what sucks is that I thought Adrian played really well after that.
Yeah,
he had
great.
Good. He had two.
He had the one bobble.
It was
which
a bobble.
Was a problem.
But what he hasn't saved. He hasn't made a save since October.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. October.
Right.
So I don't know. Give it to him. But that was just. What does that do for his
confidence? I don't blame Adrian at all for that.
No, none
whatsoever.
But like, remember when we first saw Adrian play, and we talked about three things. We talked about his distribution, his positioning, and his confidence.
Mm.
And then he won the Super Cup against Chelsea.
That was awesome.
And what did that do for him? He held Liverpool. We still haven't been beaten in Anfield.
And Alisson was out for a while.
And Alisson was out for a long time.
Yeah.
He played really well. And I know it's not all confidence. I know it's mechanics, and he's a great, great keeper.
Yeah.
But now he comes out to sub for Alisson's red card, and he gets scored on like that. Like, that just kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does suck. And again, it's not his fault, but, you know, really, really annoying.
Fart noise.
Really annoying. Before we continue, I just want to talk about real fast. Norwich City today, I believe, against Arsenal. Yeah, against Arsenal. I actually don't know the final score. Norwich was up 2-1. Why don't you check that for me real fast?
All right. Go ahead.
We said we weren't going to talk about VAR.
2-2.
2-2. Interesting. So a quick VAR. Norwich had a penalty kick. I'm sorry. Arsenal had a penalty kick.
Yep.
And Aubameyang from Arsenal took the kick. Tim Krul, the Norwich City keeper, saved it. They then went to VAR. And they said the Norwich City players had passed the 18. Like, you're supposed to stand outside the 18 and that half circle. If a free kick is being taken, you have to stand outside that until the ball's kicked. Then you can run in and try to, you know,
bobble it.
Try to get it away, you know, try to clear it, whatever you got to do. Tim Krul saved it. There was about four Norwich City defenders past the line. One Arsenal player passed the line as well. And Tim Krul, he's supposed to stay on his line. You're not allowed to jump off your line and place a foot off your line to save it. All that to be said, he saved it with marginal issues, and they called it off. They went back, called it off. Aubameyang got a second chance. Aubameyang scored. And you look back at the replay of the score, his second chance, and Norwich players still encroached on the 18, even after the second time.
Really?
So it's very hard to not do that. Very hard. But it looks like VAR is going to make penalty kicks irrelevant. If you save a penalty kick, they're going to nitpick at that nonsense. They're going to nitpick at it. And it's always going to be called off. I'd love to know the stats of penalty kicks this season. I'm not sure what it is, but geez. And a keeper off his line, do you know how hard it is to not step off your line on a PK? It's really hard. Boomer, he's a goalie, a guy we know, and he actually would start
behind the line
because he didn't want that to get called on him. I don't know. I'm afraid of it.
Stupid.
Afraid. VAR sucks.
Stupid.
Sorry.
VAR sucks.
Had to talk about it. All right, we got Liverpool versus Everton this Wednesday at 3:15 Eastern Standard Time. The Merseyside Derby. How you feeling about that?
I want to go to Carragher's.
Yeah, we can't.
Why not?
Are we both we preoccupied?
Work sucks, man.
It does stink. It does stink.
All right, yeah. Wednesday. How do I feel?
Yeah.
Fine.
They just lost to Leicester.
Fine.
They lost to Leicester today.
They're in 17th place, dude.
That's crazy.
I don't care about
that. That's crazy.
I know, but those games, like Man U, you know, Man U was, they were in 14th, I think, when we lost to them, or when we drew to them. Those games are always tough. Rival games are tough.
Yep.
So, are we home? We're home.
Yeah.
I mean, am I worried? Can Alisson start?
I don't know the answer to that. He got a red card. He might be banned for two games. But I don't know. Should we look it up?
A little worried.
Yeah. Yeah. If Allison
if there's
can't
no
start,
Allison and Fabinho and Virgil was limping 2 games ago, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, that would stink for sure. All right, a red card is shown by the referee to signify a player must be sent off. Duh. A player who has been sent off is required to leave the field, play immediately, must take no further part of the game, blah, 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 facing the team. Doesn't say.
I think it's a certain amount of red cards.
Yeah, but I thought one red card shows how much we know. I thought one red card does mean you're banned for at least one game or 2 games, but we don't know because we're Americans. Okay, let's get into our ale, ale, quotes. We're going to skip that because we talked about it already.
Got you.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to go into our ale, ale, quotes. Okay, so this is a fun one for me. I like this. This is from Klopp's post-match press conference after the Liverpool versus Brighton game. And this is what he said. I am paraphrasing because he just, with his accent and his, you know, he's not in English.
Oh, you didn't quote it, really?
What's up?
You didn't quote it?
No, I had to change stuff. It's not verbatim, but it's close enough. And he said, we have to replace...
Nope. Start again.
You want me to start again? Yeah. Okay. We had to replace Fab today, which is a tough one because we are really used to these things in these situations without really thinking about it. I don't remember the last time I had to have a one-on-one talk with Fab and tell him, please do this, do that. He just did it. I didn't want to disturb him with all my information in these situations, in these moments. Do I have to do it in non-accent now?
No, that was good.
That was good? Okay.
I could hear you.
So, fascinating. So, Fab is a player
that doesn't talk to Klopp.
Honestly, Fab, he goes to training. He trains. And Klopp sees him train. All the managers, coaches see him train. And they go, cool. honestly, they go,
that's crazy.
Great. And then he goes and plays a game. They go, cool. And that blows my mind.
They have nothing to say.
It blows my mind.
They have nothing to say.
I'm sure they talk.
I know.
But that, he was like, Fab, he's just saying how good Fab is. And that, when I heard that, I'm like,
that's
oh my.
It's a mind-blowing quote.
It is.
That's mind-blowing.
It's because it just gives you a little glimpse into what Klopp thinks. And it's just.
They watch him eat. They're like,
good. Cool.
They watch him take a pee.
Cool.
Watch him cut his hair.
That's the only time they say, come on, Fab.
Come on, Fab. You got to get something.
Let's get some implants here.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Like, and.
It's not awesome because he's out, but.
I know, but I'm saying it's awesome that he's that kind of player and we have to look forward to him getting back. But you have that, and now you have a guy replacing him, essentially. What would you rather have? So would you rather have the guy that doesn't Fab? I know the answer's probably Fab, but let me ask you anyway. Would you rather have the guy that has that style about him, needs no correction, needs no training, just does it, or the guy whose heart is set on striking or on earning a place on the starting 11?
I get where you're going,
but
with
it's
this.
Like that's not a bad replacement. Yeah. Like how hard Ox has been working.
But that's the whole problem: is Ox is not a replacement for Fab.
He is
no. You're going to push Hendo back in that position or Genie, and Ox is going to go up.
It's not back. It's just over.
I know what you're saying.
Same line.
But I'm just saying that defensive midfielder number 6 role has to be filled by someone else. It's not going to be Ox because that's not his style.
So the lineup that we had, right?
Yeah.
With Fabinho.
Yeah.
Okay. You take off Fabinho. Who do you put on?
Ox.
So that's a replacement, right?
But you're changing things around.
Is that a replacement or no?
No.
Come on, people.
Go ahead. Comment. Who's right?
It's both right. I'm saying having Ox on that field makes up for that.
Oh, well, that's different. That's a different statement. That's different.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
What?
We need to put an end to this. We need to.
How long have we been going?
Just over an hour.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it, bro. All right, we are bringing back my favorite segment.
Poems.
We both wrote poems for this episode.
Poems. This segment is called
Poetry. New name?
No.
Poetry in motion. Tra la 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 la. We're in a new studio with that we built.
That we built.
We built this.
We did build it.
Built this studio.
All right, you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Go for it.
I haven't read a poem in a long time. Had to dial it back.
Empty space.
I'm getting my poem. I'm getting my poem.
Oh, boy.
All right. Notes.
Andrew poem. Is going to read his poem
so,
first.
My poem is titled Overdue.
Oh, I'm already intrigued.
Van Dyke headed in one. It was long overdue. 6 minutes later, he headed in number two. Then no goals were scored. Allison got bored. So he red carded out to give Adrian a few.
That was high five. Good one. Good one. How'd you write that?
5 minutes.
That was great.
Laying on the floor on the cushion.
Oh, that was great. Loved it.
You liked it?
Loved it.
Awesome.
Beautiful. That's going right up on Instagram.
Twitter.
All right. Let's hope mine's good enough. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Bring it down. Is it down enough?
Down.
All right.
Down.
Two headers from Van Dyke. Both assists from a skin shade alike. Ebony to ebony. Oh, so splendidly. Now I'm in the mood for a chocolate Klondike.
Every poem you write is about their color, other skin, or their body hair.
I'm all about bringing people together.
I know you are. It makes sense to me because I know you.
Yes.
Ebony. Go ahead. What was it? Ebony and ebony?
Okay. Here we go again. It's a limerick. Two headers from Van Dyke. Both assists from a skin shade alike.
That's...
Ebony to ebony. Oh, so splendidly. Now I'm in the mood for a chocolate Klondike.
Thank you for listening to the
Anfield
Humidor
podcast. And that's
our podcast,
everybody. The Anfield Humidor podcast. No. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. That's about it. Instagram, and Twitter.
No, Instagram, Twitter, subscribe on Spotify. Are we ending the episode?
It's over.
We're going to end it on that?
We're ending it.
We're not going to talk about that?
You go ahead. Talk about it.
I want to talk about it a little bit.
Let's do it.
You are so nulled. To the point that...
Nulled.
Like, you're dulled to the fact that, like, racism exists.
Uh-huh.
Because you're so... Like, listeners don't know your heart, right?
Right.
Listeners just hear you talking about ebony and ivory and scoring, and now you want a chocolate bar because they're skin shade.
Yeah.
They don't understand that, like, you need... I wish you prefaced it with, I am the... Because you are the furthest thing from a racist.
Right.
You have no racist tendencies in you whatsoever.
Right.
Racism is stupid, and we've talked about it on this podcast before. But, like, you said Virgil scored two headers, and it was assisted by a skin shade alike. And other people hear that. Dude, we live in such a horrible world. I just... Yeah. It's not a preface. What's it called when you...
A post.
Elaborate?
I don't know.
Elaborate a little bit? You're like... You're the furthest thing from a racist. And those poems are so funny because it's just you.
You want to know what I say to all that?
Go ahead.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
No.
Go ahead. Think I'm a racist.
I don't care. You're not a racist.
I know. But don't say anything. Think I'm a racist. If you think I'm a racist, okay. You don't know me. The end.
it's me.
But thank you for that statement.
I just want to make sure people know. You know, I want to go big, bro.
They know.
I want this to be the next. I don't know what I want this to be. What's that garbage show they do at the halftime? The Bleacher Report.
Ugh.
I want this to take over that because they suck.
Maybe we could replace them.
Yeah, but we don't know the name of the goalies of other teams.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. All right, guys. Thank you so much
for listening.
Please email any questions, comments, concerns,
or if
you think I'm racist at podcast@theanfieldhumidor.com. Follow us on Instagram. If anyone's listening,
Twitter,
it's at Anfield Humidor. And we will see you soon.
Probably Wednesday.
Yeah, we got an Everton game coming up.
Wednesday.
We will see you Wednesday night. Have a good one. See you next week.
Adios.
Adios.